Hi, I'm James Ritchie, and I live at 7236 South 68th Street. And I just want to comment on this upcoming 68th Street project that you guys are putting some time and effort into. We have 300 feet of frontage on 68th Street. It's also lined with beautiful, you know, full-grown mature trees. I have a 200-foot of permitted sewer lateral that runs parallel to that road. We bought into the property because we like the rural feeling. You know, we're not part of the subdivision. And I'm really concerned and pretty against widening the road. In our particular portion where Root River is over there, there's nobody that's backing out onto that road. There's never been any accident or any problem there whatsoever. So I just want to, you know, I don't know where you're going with this. I saw that you say that you're, you know, going to look at phase one design, but then in the second sentence it's phase two design. And phase two is widening the road and getting rid of the rural charter or whatever it's called. So I guess Mike knows about it. He sent me some stuff. So I just want to bring that up because make sure that, you know, this, you guys aren't planning on taking out the road and making it into a big thoroughfare to offset 76th Street.
Yeah, that's not the intention. Mr. Ritchie, would you give us your address again, please? The city engineer will take
it. It's 7236 South 68th Street. The other thing that the concern is, too, there was some mentions as far as the lowering the crests on the hill on a couple of spots on the road. I'm a director of the Glacier Lakes Antique Boat Club, and I barely get in out of my driveway as it is. If you lower that street in front of our house, somebody's going to completely have to re-engineer our driveways because we won't be able to get our boats in and out of it. You know, we're running V-hauls, and, you know, they're low-riding boats. So I hope that you take that into consideration and let me know, you know, what you're going to do improvements or what your mindset is on it.
Have you seen the drawings out in the hall?
I saw three pictures that were sent to me from Mike.
There's a whole bunch of information in the hallway, just to let you know.
Well, just take that into consideration because if you widen it, you're going to have to invest in moving that sewer lateral, and we're going to have to be butting some heads, which I hope we don't, because I've always had really good luck with you guys here. So
we aim to keep that.
All right. Going. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Oh, incidentally, my house shook like heck when that blast.
I bet. Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. Okay, with that, and thank you all for your comments. We do appreciate it, and I know I have listened, and I believe my colleagues have as well. In your packet, B2, a mayoral announcement, a resignation from Vance Werner from the Architectural Review Board. Vance has been on that board since January of 1997. He's done fine work for us. So there's an opening. So if you know anybody wants to be on the Architectural Review Board, there you go. Item C is approval of meeting minutes. Item 1 is regular Common Council meeting minutes of November 13th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Special Common Council meeting of November 19th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 is a special Common Council meeting of November 28th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to
approve?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. No hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions.
Mayor?
Yes, sir. Alderman Dandrea.
I do have one bit of organizational business, and I'm glad that a big crowd came here tonight. In a few days, our mayor will be celebrating a birthday, so let's put all our
it's not on agenda.
Feelings
yeah.
away,
it's
and let's lead a song to wish him happy birthday.
We're not saying.
Oh,
no,
not
no.
Mayor.
No.
We're just saying happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. They don't want a song.
No song.
No song. Thank
well,
you.
We could get
is
a solo
there a
for you.
Connected
that'd be
with
right.
that date?
45.
Yeah, it's a big number, too.
He's 59.
It's smaller than yours, though. Okay. Thank you, Alderman Dandrea. Not. Item G1, the consent agenda. Any action for separate action?
Move to approve.
Second.
I will point out that item B, the donation from Dan and Sandra Hay, is one of, I think, this is the third time they've donated. And they donate very generously to both the police department and the fire department.
And I've personally thanked them. They live in my district.
Excellent. They'll get a letter from us, too. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2 is the Quarry Monitoring Committee recommendation. Alderman Barber.
Okay, we had the quarry meeting, the Quarry Monitoring Committee, which was mentioned many times this evening. That was a meeting that was called because we have a lot of people that were contacting me as well as having issues with the quarry and the blast that occurred on October 31st. So that particular meeting, we tried to open it up for discussion. We wanted people there to talk to us about what they experienced and to share with them the process of what the PDDs were. I shared that with people, as many as that requested the information from me, because there were some concerns about the availability of it. And so I tried sharing as much as I could prior to the meeting. And then again, in the meeting, we talked about the contract with Stantec, and we talked about the PDDs. So there was a lot of preliminary discussion. There was still some issues that needed to be raised. My thought, what I would like to see, is that we continue the dialogue with the Quarry Monitoring Committee to further find out what we can and go from there. That would be my recommendation as to what we look at and work with the same group of people that have come forward today. I think there's going to be more work done. I think at least my impression of working with Stantec and the quarry is that they're willing to work with us and trying to find out if there are things that can be done to improve the situation, like maybe lowering the blasts, changing the blast flows, things like that are out there. So with the Quarry Monitoring Committee, I would like to pursue that as a way to proceed.
Alderman Willem.
Well, I appreciate the suggestion, but as the chair of the Quarry Monitoring Committee, we have no authority or no power. And that is why the people brought this to the council and asked the council to do something. We can make all the recommendations just as we did with the reclamation plan that is just sitting there going nowhere, just as we did with the surveys that we had that are out there that have gone nowhere. And I just don't see that being an effective method. I'm certainly willing to entertain options and work with all parties involved, but there has to be something more legally done to assist the people, and they're asking for us to look at the PDD. We can look at the PDD. We've went page by page through every sentence in both of those PDDs prior to you being on there, and we determined that the limits are that what they are, and they're not protective of the results that end up happening when we get complaints. So short from having this council take up some kind of action, I don't see how their bullet points in here get addressed by the Quarry Monitoring Committee. My city attorney maybe might have some better suggestions, since he is very familiar with the PDDs and the process and the limits, and maybe he has ideas.
I'm going to offer a suggestion. Of course, we all know you get more bees with honey or whatever that thing is. If you're nice
flies
to people and work with them, they'll flies work with
honey
you. And I've always found that the quarry operators were willing to work to the extent that they can. I would suggest that the Quarry Monitoring Committee start having a little bit different meetings. Perhaps there was some suggestions here that I've already talked to the quarry operators about. One of them is a general schedule when they're doing blasting, so people can at least be aware. We talked tonight about the monitor needing to be essentially a looped monitor where it can sit and monitor until, and get checked once a month. Quarry Monitoring Committee should take a look at what that would cost. We got to get the other one fixed. Rather than fix it, maybe we can use the money to get a better one. Alderman Taylor.
Well, I said my question would be to the city attorney is what, legally can we do? I mean, do we have unilateral authority to go in there and just make changes like we would in any other ordinance?
No.
Can we, reduce the blast limits or the distance? I mean, if they can go to 850 feet south of or Drexel, north of Drexel? North of Drexel? Can we just make those changes, or is there anything that handcuffs us from that?
Mr. Attorney.
Here's my suggestion. In December is already booked. There will, again, not be any holiday season for some of us, same as last year. But perhaps it's a motion to direct staff to review and address all of the suggested potential review recommendations from the Quarry Monitoring Committee and return to the Common Council when appropriate upon sufficient fact-finding, which I hesitate to say the first meeting, which might be in the first week of January or whatever, because there are pending items throughout the month already. But that would be a suggested motion, and it would be done as soon as possible along with everything else that's ongoing.
So I guess my question was not answered, and maybe if the city attorney doesn't quite...
No, because I need to
review it. So
I haven't reviewed the plan development district ordinances in a long
time. So
yeah,
I don't want you to say something if you're not sure, obviously. I did hear, and I'm trying to look to see where... I heard a date of like February 15th. Somebody say February 15th that they were going to hold us to something. I thought someone made a comment about a certain. February 1st?
Yeah.
Where is that? What is expected by February 1st? Alderwoman Willem? Mayor, can she?
Alderwoman Willem.
The citizens put together a list of questions that they eventually want answers on, and they were going to present it at the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting, but there were a lot of other issues that needed attention. So we were given a copy of that. I was given a copy as the chair, and I had asked that to be provided to the committee, and Joel has a copy of that.
So what I'm hearing is we may – well, who's going to answer those questions?
From the looks at the sheet, it looks like I would probably get stuck answering most of the questions because I don't know who else is going to put the research in to answer those questions.
All right. This isn't – I mean, I would leave it up to the alderman of the district who, by the way, is up for re-election. So all you guys who are interested in serving on the council, you can take out papers. You have to – what's the date of that, the 31st of the – or no, early January, so you guys can join us up here, help solve the problem if you want. I guess I'll let the alderman in the district, make the motion that he, feels to take place. I guess I would lean to the city attorney to do the research and find out what we can and cannot do, because I think, us having to take some sort of action to curb this is what's necessary. I don't know if just talking about it at a Quarry Monitoring Committee where that has no authority is really going to get a lot of results.
Before anybody makes a motion, we do have a backlog of work due to several development projects. So, sorry, folks, but a hurry up to this would not do the work any justice, and we got a lot of stuff backwards. So I would say March 1st at the earliest. Alderman Nelson. Alderman Barber, sorry.
I'd like to thank my colleague for sitting right next to me here, offering up my position.
Hey, why not?
The pardon me?
When are you up? Next year.
No, come on, please.
And so is District 1 and 2 now as well, so,
There are two districts. Kristen, Alderman Wilhelm, has one side of it on 51st. Which has issues, and I'm south of Drexel. So there's two districts involved with this primarily. we would like to continue. I would like to continue with Kristen. I mean, I don't think that should fall on Kristen's shoulders solely to answer that. I think we're going to have to get some legal counsel on some of those things. I also think that some of the questions that I've read would require some investigative kind of work that might require some additional funding to get some answers for, like the blast surveys and pictures and things like that. So those kind of things I'd like to talk about at the Quarry Monitoring Committee level at this point and continue on with that. I will assist Kristen in any way. The Quarry Monitoring Committee can also get together and work on that list of questions. I think they need to be involved as much as anybody. That is your committee that is supposed to be out there monitoring things. So we will continue to do that. I'm looking for suggestions as the kind of things you want monitored, because that would require some changes in some contracts, but specifically what you'd like to see monitored would help us understand the flow and direction of that contract with the monitoring. So I'd like to continue with that process. I'd like to continue on with the people that were at that meeting and work through what issues there are, and then possibly bring that to the council for action.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Again, we're circling around the same thing year after year. The bottom line is we make a recommendation, we get a contract, you know, we're always short on money with the contracts. We're only allowed so much money. No one wants to put any more money toward the contract. We're only allowed to do certain things with that money. So when we talked about having a survey come out, that was a big, oh, is that allowed? Can we go out and survey where the boundaries are? There has to be some responsibility that we need to take on this and take action. And we've spent a lot of time working together and putting together contracts that are spending money that are accomplishing nothing. When you have blasting limits that don't protect the residents, you can monitor them and throw $1 million at it, and it's not going to do any good. We need to address their concerns, and their concerns are their homes and the safety of their homes and their value and what they're paying taxes on. And if we're not going to do anything to help them, maybe you should consider lowering their taxes as an action, because you know, they come here and ask for our help, and we want to throw it back to the Quarry Monitoring Committee. We're going to meet regardless. The time was set to accommodate staff. There wasn't anyone having, you know, major concerns. Most of the people knew that the quarry limits were set to where it wasn't in their favor anyway. So I can, as the chair, the meetings are set as to call a chair. I can call the meetings till the cows come home anytime you want. But we have a couple issues here that need to be addressed. And Penny brought up the where are the boundaries. I don't think there's not one person on this council that knows if they're near their limits, at their limits, or over their limits for those blasting boundaries. We should all know the answer to that, every single one of us. As we're in charge of the ordinances and the laws of this municipality. So I like the city attorney's idea for him to legally look at what we can do with those. I like continuing to work with the quarry, and as I said at the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting, that we are the only thing at this point legally we can do is beg you to not blast so loud or so and so often. But the buying more monitors and monitoring something that's already too high is kind of a waste of money. The part of the motion that didn't go over real well with me is the time frame. I understand we have pressing deadlines. I understand we have development. We also have a room full of concerned citizens that are paying our wages. And I would like to see a shorter deadline than March on that.
Alderman Nelson.
Just one question, well, a couple questions. It seemed pretty obvious when the lady was bringing up the point of a blasting schedule. They have to have a blasting schedule. So when they have these quarry monitoring meetings, I've never attended one, but does Payne and Dolan come there and they Is that something, I mean, basically, we
not only do they
there.
Come there, they sit at the table with us.
Great. So then when they sit at the table, basically, you know, ask or demand, you need to put out a blasting schedule to start with. And that's what's going to, I believe, is going to forge forward to make them have accountability. And if we need to change ordinance to do so, we do it. That seems like a simple thing. I mean, they know when they're blasting. They have to. They're not just going to wake up on a Tuesday and say, let's do this in the morning when everybody's at work. I mean, and that's, I think, the first way to do it. And the most efficient and effective way to monitor that is then make sure we have the monitoring system working during their scheduled blasts. I mean, it just, to me, it seems very simple, straightforward, reasonable. And if they're not at the next meeting, then I have no problem attending it and being there next to you and standing as a united front, because it's got to get it done.
Okay. Is there a motion regarding this matter, Alderman Barber?
Pardon?
A motion?
I do not have.
I'm going to make the Alderman of the district's not going to make it. I'll make the motion that the city attorney referenced. I think we all heard it. If he wants to repeat it again, that's fine. The mayor is the one that said the March 1st date. That's now what I heard from the city attorney. He said as soon as he can possibly get to it. I mean, you know, the city attorney has a lot on his plate. He understands this is something that we need to address, and you know he'll get it, I assume, prior to that. But there's only so many hours a day. He's working 18 of them. He'll be working over. He worked over Thanksgiving. He'll work over Christmas. That's what he does. Okay, that's what he does. So, you know, we'll hopefully get it sooner than later.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, maybe we could ask for some report to come back at February 1st when the residents are asking for a response on some of their other questions. Would you consider a February 1st update added to your motion?
Sure.
Alderman Barber.
I'd also like to suggest that we continue working with that citizen group. I mean, they're the ones that have come forward and pushed it to this point. And I'd like to see them be included in the Cory Monitoring Committee as best we can, to change the hours to 6 o'clock so that more people can attend it. I want to work with that group, and I'd like to see them continue to provide input and give us information back as to what we can share with the Cory and with Stantec. So I'd like to have that be included.
Does the second agree to the
chair
figure update? All right. Alderman Mayor.
You mentioned before, is the operator present tonight or no?
Yes.
Oh, Clint, there you are. Yes.
Any chance I could ask a question or two of him?
Clint, come on up. Please, please come up.
Thank you. October 1st seems to be what brought everybody here, although I understand there's blasts continuously, but October 1st blast was larger than ordinary. Was it something different on that day?
Well,
Clint, name and address.
Yes, sorry. Clint Wenninger, Land Resources Manager, geologist with Painted On. I live at 2123 Spring River North in Waukesha. the first thing that happened when we get a blast, we get almost instantaneously results from those blasts, because we do have four permanent seismographs that surround the quarry, and those are on all the time, and they register every blasting event that we have. So there's three along 51st Street on the east side of the property, and then there's one on the south side just off of Allwood by the pump station. So city staff, Joel Deal, does have access to that as well. Those seismographs are in place. We contract with a third party, Vibratech. They're a nationwide, maybe even a worldwide company that specializes in vibration measurements. So those machines are owned by them. They're set up by them, and they calibrate them once a year, which is the requirement for those. And then all the data is run through actually their website for that. So all the blasts are monitored, even the one on October 1st, even though the city's monitor, I think, was more to spot check ours where they were, to make sure that those are accurate readings. So the first thing we look at when we get those vibrations were, I think the day of that blast, it was roughly a 0.11, which is a very low ground vibration blast. But all blasts are measured for two things. One is the ground vibration, which is a distance that the ground is moving, and then you get the air blast, which when you move that amount of rock, it puts pressure out in front of it, which creates air blast, similar to what thunder would do from lightning. So the results from that blast, very low air blast on that day, and very low vibration, ground vibration. So Joel Deal had called me and said, hey, you know, something must have gone on because I'm getting quite a few complaints that day, which is very rare for an event like that to have, I think it was 15 or 16 people call in. So when we started looking at the data further, you look at the existing conditions of the day. It was a very foggy, overcast day, and so the conditions were almost sort of misty, which that ground vibration or the air blast on a clear day will just go up in the sky and be gone. On an overcast day like that, what happened is the air blast comes out and then bounces off the clouds and bounced up and over the berm. And if you look at the actual signature on the recording device, you can see that the original air blast was a very short duration, but then as it extended out, when it started bouncing back off those clouds, the wave of the air blast or the frequency got larger, and that's what people noticed, was that larger frequency of the wave. It's sort of like if you're in a boat and the frequency of the waves is very far between, you're going to rock in the boat, where if they're really tight, you just sort of skip over it. So the frequency of that air blast is what caused people to notice that more. It wasn't the actual ground vibration. So there obviously was an effect on people. I'm not going to say there wasn't, because we wouldn't be sitting here today if there was, but that's what caused it. We still.
So just to be clear, it was a standard blast. You weren't trying to do an extra big load or something on that particular day. It was a standard blast. Just the conditions made it worse for that day.
Well, and a couple other things. One, time of day. It was later in the day. They had the equipment malfunction that caused that to be later. Typically, our hours are between 9 and 4, Monday through Friday. We usually try to blast somewhat in the middle of the day. That was getting later in the day than we normally blast. But we were also blasting in an area of the quarry that we haven't blasted much in the last year, year and a half, which was more in the south-central part of the quarry. So if people were used to us blasting on the north end, we're going to have a little different effect on that south end.
And you were higher up, too.
Yep, we were on the top bench as well. So, but just for comparison purposes, if you look at where we've been operating this year, we've had 82 blasts this year, and only 17 times has that seismograph even gone off on Allwood. That's how low the vibration's been going down to the south. Now, that doesn't mean that people aren't going to be able to feel that air blast, as I mentioned, because that is a potential depending on where wind is coming from, what direction, if it's overcast or not. We try to stay away from those heavy overcast days if we can. It's not always 100% possible, but we try to minimize that where we can.
When do you start blasting in spring again?
It's all really market-based. We did tell the quarry monitoring committee that we just anticipate a March 1st date at this point in time. It could be a little bit later. You know, it depends on where the economy is, but we don't see any sooner.
It could be March 1st. I would just let the council know that when we do our work on that, March 1st, they'll be blasting again, so we might want to try to have something in place by then. So is there anything that you guys can do from your perspective to reduce situations like October 1st?
Definitely watching out for those kind of weather conditions, especially with the impact that we had. Make sure that we try to stay away from those best we can. I have also made it known at the quarry monitoring committee meeting that we are more than willing to meet with any of the neighbors who are so interested to sit down with them, meet them in their homes if they so want, look at their concerns, talk to them about their concerns, share some of what we do in the quarry operations, and also even offer quarry tours. We've been working with the quarry monitoring committee since it was reinstated for the last 6+ years very closely, and we actually allow them as part of the monitoring. We take their consultant, give them a ride through the quarry on a regular basis throughout our operational year to see our operations firsthand actually inside the quarry. And we've extended that invite to the numerous people to be able to come and see what we actually do as well.
What about a schedule? That came up several times. I'm not sure what a schedule would do because they're still going to have the blast, but do you schedule a blast? Is that something that can be shared?
We do schedule them, and we can't schedule ahead of time. I agree the comment was made before. It's not like we wake up today and say we're going to blast. We usually do know, and I'm not sure what exactly the time frame is. I'd have to talk to the site manager and the blasting manager on to get that, but it might be 3-4 days to a week ahead. And then depending on how production goes and or the weather or other things like that can affect that schedule. But we do know ahead of time. So if there's some way we want to come up with some kind of system to provide that information that, hey, tomorrow we're going to blast.
Maybe even a sign on Drexel Avenue saying blasting today or blasting tomorrow or blasting Monday or something.
We're open to doing something like that.
That's all good for the Quarry Monitoring Committee to figure out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're going to do that again. Okay. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on.
I have a quick question.